This programme was previously broadcast live on Love Sport Radio, so some items may be out of date. Phone-in elements of these shows are not available, but if you'd like to comment or give us feedback on our shows, you can tweet us at Love Sport Radio. For more podcasts or to listen live, visit lovesportradio.com. Alternatively, you can find this and other podcasts on iTunes or Spotify using the keyword Love Sport.
What a start to the show that is. Love the intro music to this, the Huddersfield Town Fan Show here on Love Sport. We are going to be with you through to 11 p.m. this evening. We're going to be talking all things deadline day. Not much going on, of course, certainly in terms of incomings for Huddersfield Town. Pretty much all the deals done and dusted earlier on in the January transfer window, as it should be. Of course, as things should be. We shouldn't be leaving it last minute like all these clubs seem to be. Rotherham United being one of those, by the way. They've signed Josh Caroma on loan. So that one is an interesting signing there. And well, as well as that, Florian Hadžanac. Of course, always a difficult one to pronounce, that one, isn't it? He has gone to Kasımpaşa in the Turkish Super League on loan until the end of the season. Like I said, the Huddersfield Town Fan Show here on Love Sport. Richard Kosmala from the And He Takes That Chance podcast joins me. Hello, Richard.
Well, Matt, we have breaking news, which just absolutely destroys your intro, because pretty sensational, really. Huddersfield have just, in the last 20 minutes, signed Jonas Lossell back from Everton.
No, I've missed it. And no, you're kidding.
Until the end of the season. So, absolutely amazing, really, that's happened. Obviously, our keeper got injured on Tuesday night in a victory at Hull, and we've been needing a keeper. A few names were mentioned about, but yeah, incredible signing that. And there's 25 minutes to go. I could still see maybe a winger coming in, mate. So, yeah, Jonas Lossell back, and wow, pretty amazed with that, really.
Do you know what? What a way to start the show, mate. I'm glad you're on the pulse, because I was going to talk about goalkeepers, because Kamil Grabar obviously suffered that head injury against Hull City. And when you look at the options, of course, Joel Coleman is there, Ryan Schofield is there, but not two goalkeepers that have played a lot of football in recent seasons. And it's interesting, the Lursell signing, because they haven't used him at Everton. Quite bizarrely so. Jordan Pickford has played every single game for Everton this season in League and Cup. I can't quite put my finger on why that is the case. Of course, Everton have Pickford, they have Lursell, they have Martin Stecklenburg as well, waiting in the wings, not really playing, just being that classic third-choice ageing goalkeeper. But they signed Jonas Lursell in the summer. You thought, OK, he'll play in the Carabao Cup, he'll play in the FA Cup, but he absolutely has not. Pickford's played every single game, so it doesn't surprise me that he's joined.
No, I don't think what helped though, Lursell in the FA Cup, was they played Joe Liverpool, didn't they? And they didn't really turn up, did they? But I think if it had been, I don't know if it had been us or someone, you know, then maybe John, maybe he would have got the start. But yeah, obviously, comes in cold. But, I mean, top keeper didn't kind of work out last season like many of them. I think he wanted out in the summer, from what I could tell. And his performances certainly weren't up to anything like the first season of Premier League. But, hey, that's in the past, mate. And I suppose, I don't know whether he'll be eligible for Fulham tomorrow. Maybe not, but yeah, it's a shame we've got to get him in all honesty, because Grabara on Tuesday night, he divides opinion a little bit with the fans, but I think he's a steady keeper, to be honest with you. And after Hull equalised, bit of a carry-on at the back. But then Grabara made two fantastic saves, certainly the first one after the goal, and pretty much won us the points, really, although, you know, people will just kind of look at the goal, and to be honest, I don't think, I mean, probably more Steeman's fault than Grabara's goal. So, and the weird thing about Tuesday night, Matt, was the tide had turned. Huddersfield started the game really well. I thought we should have been, kind of out of sight, to be honest with you. We missed a couple of big chances. Smith Rowe blazed over after about an hour. Then Grant had a chance saved. And then we coughed up the goal. When we were on top, we didn't, you know, kind of ram on the advantage. They equalised, and then they proper came at us. And to be honest, there would look only one winner after that. And the 40 minutes, obviously, stoppage time, the injury, it was a shocking injury, obviously, you know, stay in hospital a couple of nights. And is it neurosurgeons, you know, there's going to be 28 days. I think it could be a bit longer than the month for saying getting back, because obviously head injuries, you can't take any chances. But after that, he kind of stopped Hull's rhythm. There was a lot, obviously, guys passing the ball between each other while he was down, prostrate. And, yeah, amazingly, yeah, then we got back on top. It was such a strange game, but... And then we, you know, we went for the winner, and, yeah, great scenes. There's nothing better than the last, well, what is it, the 95th minute winner. We did it same at Charlton just before Christmas, and, yeah, we went absolutely crazy. What a win that was on Tuesday.
Oh, mate, I've got to say, it was absolutely fantastic to watch. You pretty much, you know... You pulled your pants down and you gave him a Mounier. Steve Mounier with a wonderful finish. Right,
working on that one.
Oh, mate, I've been thinking about that all day. Couldn't wait to get that. I've been bursting at the seams, mate. You came in with your Jonas Lersel news. I was like, no, he's made me lose it. But listen, yeah, great, wonderful scenes in the away, and it's absolutely brilliant when that happens. But great to see two strikers on the score sheet as well, Carlin Grant and Steve Mounier, and so important to get a win right at the death.
He was awesome. Was Callum Grant on Tuesday night. He was out wide on the left. And to be honest with you, I'm coming around to the kind of the conclusion that playing out wide on the left is his best position. I was quite shocked how many times Hull City kind of fullback let him cut in. And I mean, obviously the first goal took a little bit of a deflection, might have gone in anyway, to be honest with you. But he looks so dangerous, and he seems to be buying into that, to be honest with you. I think he'd probably want to play down the middle if he's being honest, but... I think he gives us much more of a threat on the left, and obviously we can play Fraser Campbell, who's kind of been getting the start, and you know, Big Steve's been coming off the bench to good effect, obviously no more so than on Tuesday night, really. So yeah, it all worked well in the end, and yeah, the transfer window's been brilliant for Huddersfield Town. Smith Rowe showed, you know, some good touches, he's only going to get better. I think he's going to have a big influence when it comes, you know, in future weeks as well. And yeah, we've got some good things going for us at the moment. Danny Simpson wasn't even playing on Tuesday, so to win with kind of a makeshift fullback as well against Hull team. Yeah, okay, they've not been in good form, and I've got to be honest, Matt, I think Saturday probably took a bit out of them against Chelsea. I think they put their heart and soul into that. Obviously, a lot more empty seats than on Saturday, so I think maybe we caught them on a good night, but taking nothing away from our performance.
Absolutely, and so crucial as well, especially when you consider that Wigan victory that leaves you 6 points outside of those relegation spots. And big result today as well. Derby absolutely annihilating Stokehold. Showing a bit of an upturn in form under Michael O'Neill, but getting soundly beaten by Derby this evening.
What a division. We say it every year, but it just makes no sense. I mean, Sheffield Wednesday, what about their form? Incredible, win at Leeds, and then they get Batby Blackburn 5, and then they're beating Wigan and end up losing, and Stoke, I thought, had turned a corner. They looked good against West Brom, I thought, and against us, obviously, they did a job. And tonight, and Derby's been shocking, and then they win. And obviously, mate, who would bet on the division? Not me.
It's completely bonkers. You have not got a clue. I was speaking to David Prutton, was here in the station yesterday, and he got a bit of stick because he predicted that Millwall would beat Leeds. And he says, you know, every so often I'm on Sky Sports and I get asked my opinion for something and they create a news story out of it. And he's like, it's impossible. It's absolutely impossible to predict. So I give an opinion, and bosh, there you go.
I bet they weren't saying that, Matt, about 8 o'clock on Tuesday, were they? I bet they were saying, what a prediction.
So, yeah, it's, absolutely.
It's a job to do, isn't it? But yeah, it's impossible, really, in that division.
You just don't know, boss. You never quite know exactly what is going to happen. And we don't know what's going to happen in the January transfer window. It is deadline day. We've got about, 21 minutes to go. You said, Richard, right at the top of the show, yes, Jonas Lersel has come in. You're expecting one more? You think there might be a winger?
Well, I don't know what I'm expecting, but I'm hopeful that there's a winger, although part of me wonders now, you know, Lursel, because the problem is, I think, how we need outs to come in, and Karoma's gone. I can't imagine he's on good wages anyway, but I think Isaac and Benzema, we were all hoping. I think there was a link with a team in France, I think it's Amiens, I think they're called, but that's not happened. And yeah, I mean, to be honest, I never expected Jonas Lursel back, so, you know, maybe there could be a surprise in the next 20 minutes. It's really weird now, because with Karoma going, every single winger that we've got, apart from Mbenza, is pretty much out of the door, really, at Huddersfield. I mean, Kachunga does play there, but I mean, it doesn't feel like a winger as much to me. His injuries, as you know, zip lost his pace a little bit. But having said that, he created the goal on Tuesday night. And yeah, I mean, probably one for next week once the window has shut. But it's been a great window for Huddersfield Town because we've got rid of some of the deadwood and some bad apples in the dressing room, really. None more so than a guy who will be in the stands tomorrow and probably might need to have his Beats earphones turned up to maximum volume because he'll get a lot of stick. I think Terence Congolo.
He certainly will, boss. We'll definitely get onto that game in a moment or two. Just one more man I'd put on quickly touch on, who's, of course, gone out the window. We said at the top of the show as well, Hadar Janaj. Now, reading a lot of his interviews when he first signed for the club, I was relatively excited about this lad. I thought he might be pretty decent. He started as first choice. Danny Simpson, of course, has since come in. One of those signings that you kind of look at, you shrug your shoulders, you go, yeah, I'll get that one.
Yeah, I agree, Matt. I think, he won't go down. The one thing I will say about Adesanya is that this season, at least he put his hand up to play, you know, and it sounds incredible, really, a professional footballer, and he should be expected to play. But like we mentioned in the last few shows, a lot of, you know, the players that are no interest in playing, at least Adesanya came and put a shift in this season. So I wish him well, to be honest with you. You know, maybe not some of the others, but him. But yeah, I think a disappointing kind of player, really, as well. I mean, they've moved him to kind of midfield at times and trying to get the best out of him. But I think his defensively was really, really poor. And to be honest, he didn't offer as much in attack. I don't really want to back a guy too much. But yeah, not a signing that will be kind of talked about in Huddersfield Town pubs or history in years to come. But yeah, I mean, so again, it's only a loan, like kind of a few of the others, departures as well. So it'll be interesting to see how he gets on in Turkey. But just for the fact that he, you know, put a shift in this year and give his all, even if maybe sometimes it wasn't what we wanted, is, you know, kind of wish him well.
Yeah, indeed. And of course, thank you for putting me right on my pronunciation there. Hadar Janaj, I certainly should have said. That was Richard Kuzmala from the He And That Takes That Chance podcast. This is the Huddersfield Town Fan Show. We're going to be looking ahead to the game with Fulham next.
Giving your team a voice. Love Sport Radio.
The Huddersfield Town Fan Show here on Love Sport. Me, Matt Beadle, joined by Richard Kuzmala from He And That Takes That Chance podcast. Delighted to say as well, we have Huddersfield Town legend Ian Dunn on the line too. Hello, Ian.
Hi, Matt. Hi, Rich. How are you doing?
Yeah, good. Thanks, buddy.
Hi, Ian.
Thank you for coming on again, boss. We're just reflecting on all the deadline day activity. And Richard revealed himself, live and exclusive here on Love Sport Radio, that Jonas Lersel has rejoined the club. Of course, Kamil Grabara going off with a quite serious, what it looks like, head injury in that game with Hull City. You'd imagine he will be out for a certain period of time, especially so since Lersel has come in. This is a good signing, Ian.
Yeah, well, I mean, clearly, as a Joe Coleman, who'll probably be looking at it and thinking that he maybe had a chance of getting a game, but Jonas Lersel's a proven keeper for Town. The fans loved having him there, and it probably makes sense at this time of the season to, obviously with the injury to Grabara, to bring him back to the club.
Ian, I know that we've spoken about the transfer window a fair old bit, but there is a chance, maybe that a winger might get over the line before we get to 11 p.m. We've got literally 14 minutes to go. I know that there are various intricacies involved in deals and, you know, I's need to be dotted and T's need to be crossed, etc, etc. But Hadar Janaj has gone out the door. Isaac Mbenza, like Richard said before we went to the ads, it looks like he might have gone. A winger coming in. Why, Ian, in your opinion, does it take so long, right to the death, right at the last minute, for these deals to eventually happen?
It's a question I often ask myself, Mike. You know, it's as if the managers, and mind you, the Cowleys came midway, sort of, you know, between the transfer windows. But yeah, you think someone at the club would have an idea of what was coming in. But clearly, these deals, they aren't easy. You know, you've got to, there's a lot of money involved, regardless of whether there's a fee or not. There's other fees involved, and it just seems it's not panic signing, I don't think, for a lot of the clubs, but it does seem like that, because why wait till literally the 11th hour, you know, the umpteenth hour to bring a player in? And clearly it's just getting all the paperwork done, making sure the deal is legally sound, I suppose, and I really can't cope with any other reason why it should take till this sort of this hour for the deals to go through. It is a strange one.
Did you know of this when you were a player, Ian? I know that it was normally, was it March that eventually the deals would go up to, and eventually that's when the cut-off point was. There was no specific window, of course. But I know that deadline day was always quite exciting back in the day regardless. I remember Teletext seeing the reams of players that had decided to move on the final day of that transfer window, whatever it may have been, however long it might have been. But in your experience when you were a player, did you experience the panic, the fraught nature of transfer deadline day?
It is strange. As a player, I do remember. You've just sparked my memory off, because it was like that. You know, it literally, the deadline day was coming up. A buzz around the club, because you didn't really know what was going to happen, but you knew something might. And you knew some players, you know, a lot of it, you had to keep it close to your chest. But if you had close friends within the club and in the camp, you know, I won't name a player, but there was one who came to me and said, listen, there's a good chance I'm leaving this week. And there were obviously, you know, the deal was being looked at. It was being talked about. He didn't leave, actually, in that transfer window. But, yeah, the players are fully aware that something could happen. Some want to go because they're not playing, or they've fallen out with the manager. Others are probably reticent to go, but the manager wants them out, which probably is the case at Town at the moment. You know, the Cowleys are going through the players and trying to, you know, structure their own squad, which I think was needed. But yeah, there is that buzz, and there is that awareness that something is going on in the background. You're not quite sure what, though, until deadline day comes.
Okay, well, we'll look ahead to the game at the weekend, gents. I don't believe Huddersfield have won at Craven Cottage since all the way back in April 1993. Richard, you mentioned a certain Mr. Congolo before we came back from the ads. It is essentially a massive game with him being there or thereabouts. There will be chance, of course. This is a tough one, though. Fulham riding high in the Championship, just 4 points adrift of West Brom, who are on a terrible run at the moment. They're looking at automatic promotion. It's a big game, this one.
It is, but we haven't won at all since 1992, and in a league game, so obviously that went on Tuesday, so hoping something similar. Yeah, God, I'm sick of rocking out of Craven Cottage with defeats, because we've had some beatings as well. We're not just talking a 1-0 or what have you. The last time we played was, you know, some people said that was the death knell in the Premier League, where you know, we were attacking the 89th minute and Fulham broke, and I think Mitrovic scored, and yeah, that was we were done. But it's interesting though now, Matt. You go there, it's amazing how football makes you think differently. Because on Tuesday, like I was saying, Hull were piling forward. They looked only one winner, but we won the game. Everyone were buzzing, great celebrations after. So you go down to Fulham, all of a sudden, yeah, again, like I said last week, everyone will be, you know, kind of tipping them to win the game. But why not? The lads, it'll have been a good, you know, kind of journey, good training. Everyone's buzzing. Jonas Lossell coming in as well. That's gonna kind of, you know, obviously familiar faces, so you'll be meeting all them, I'm sure, if he's not there already. So, yeah, there'll be a buzz about the place. And as we've seen in this division, Brentford didn't think they were out special when they played us. Fulham, I watched their game against Charlton last week or the week before when it was. They weren't up to much. I'm setting myself up for a failure. They'll probably do it by a few. But what I'm trying to say, like we've said all season, the Championship, why not? Huddersfield played some nice football on Tuesday night. Hull give us a little bit of space. Whether we'll get that tomorrow, I don't know. But I go down there tomorrow, all of a sudden thinking maybe a point, or a few pints later, maybe three.
What are you thinking? This is two unbeaten now for Huddersfield, pretty much since those players have integrated into the side that Danny Cowley has brought in on loan primarily. And actually, on that note, as an ex-player, when a new player does come in, Jonas Lossell being another one, I know that he's already familiar with a few of the players there, but does it galvanise the squad seeing new personnel come in?
Oh, of course. Yeah, it does. I mean, especially, you know, I mean, Town have shown signs of improving form, but it was still a team that needed developing under the Cowleys. It needed their players. It needed their imprint. They've obviously given players a chance, and, you know, they've run out of patience. And they've now brought their own players in who, you know, managers will say all along, who players they can trust. And they've clearly signed players, certainly in Toffolo, they know everything about him. It's players that they can trust to play how they want to play football. And the signs are there. The signs, you know, like I said, don't want to, you know, tempt fate, but the signs are there that improvements are being made, albeit slowly. that Town are on the way back up. And I agree. I think this division is so topsy-turvy, you know. Almost anybody can beat anybody on the day. And we can't forget that Huddersfield have got some really good players there. They've got a good manager. And certainly form and confidence will play a major part in it. And I think going into the game tomorrow, I agree again. They've gone to Hull City. They've beat them 2-1 in their own backyard. And tomorrow is going to be a very tough game. But it just feels that up at the top of that table, the teams are there. That, you know, yeah, they're winning, but they're getting beat as well. And Huddersfield, I think they've got a chance tomorrow. After a couple of beers tomorrow, I'd agree. It'd be one of those that you think, why did I say that? But no, I just think Huddersfield have got a good chance. They've got strikers that are scoring goals. You know, Grant's looking, he looks lethal again at the moment. I think if you're a Huddersfield fan, you're going down there to Fulham semi-confident, I would think.
Well, there you go, gents. I tell you what, I'm liking this positivity. This is great stuff. it's good because, do you know what? Most of the time when we do predictions on this show, and I have to say this evening has been pretty dull. We had the Sheffield Wednesday fan show on and they were not looking too positively towards their game against Millwall. So it's nice to have a bit of positivity. And actually, like you're saying, Richard, this could kind of almost act as a turning point in the season to an extent. We've got about 17 games left of the season. If Huddersfield can win or can put a few wins together, listen, I know playoffs are a hell of a long way off, but, you know, a few wins going into next season definitely builds a bit of momentum.
100%. And I think, obviously, you kind of have Sheffield Wednesday fans there a bit down, but obviously they had a shocking result in midweek against Wigan. But I think the big thing now, obviously, we have a lot of loan players in and... you know, Steeman's done a really good job for us and he'll have to do another good job tomorrow. Fulham have got some injuries as well, I think, from all accounts. So, yeah, there's a lot of these loan guys. Are they going to, you know, do we want to kind of sign them maybe longer term and things? Maybe Smith Rowe might get loaned out again next season. I don't know. I mean, Andy King's a weird one. He went off the bench on Tuesday night and a lot of midfield. I mean, Jonathan Hogg was injured. I'm sure he's fit for... you know, tomorrow. So we kind of have an overload of centre midfielders. Akun had to play kind of fullback to get a game. But like Ian says, I think now there's competition for places as people are having to put a shift in on the training ground because they know that, you know, they're not going to get a game, otherwise not. And I think that's been lacking for such a long time at Huddersfield where pretty much people know they could, you know, not be... I mean, like Stankovic came in and did a good job at the start with as a centre-back, but Steeman's, you know, pretty harshly really probably came in and, you know, took his place. So now all of a sudden he'll be wanting to get back in. It can only be good, you know, healthy training ground for us as well.
Okay, gents, I'm going to get a prediction from you both. Ian, I'll come to you first. I know you said after a few pints you'll have a different opinion, but what do you think the score is going to be?
I'm going to go for 2-1 again. I think they could do what they did to Hull. They can do it again tomorrow. It'll be a tough game. And it's one of those games that will be a toss of a coin, you know, who gets that winner. I just think I've got a funny feeling 2-1 to Huddersfield, 2-1 to Town.
Ian Dunn's lucky charm there. Love that. Thank you, Ian, for joining us. Richard, from you, prediction, please.
Well, last time I went to a pub before the game and caught the bus, but it was the wrong way towards Craven Cottage, so I had to get a taxi back. How bad's that? So my prediction is I'll be drinking low-alcohol beer, and I agree with Ian. Let's have a 2-1 win and towards the away end. Callum Grant, header, diving header, and everyone going crazy. That'll be perfect.
Bosh. Richard, thank you very much for joining us. That was Richard Kosmala from He and He Takes That Chance podcast. This has been the Huddersfield Town Fan Show. They face Fulham tomorrow. The boys are optimistic. We'll be hearing from them 10:30 next Friday. See you then.
Thanks for downloading this podcast from Love Sport Radio. For more, go to lovesportradio.com for all the latest podcasts, news and views. Or for more, follow us at Love Sport Radio on Twitter.